Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The University of the Fraser Valley's Peace and Reconciliation Center's newest initiative focuses on allyship and reconciliation building. In partnership with the Stolo Nation and various Stolo agencies, this non-credit class is for non-Indigenous Canadians who want to build their capacity for reconciliation and authentic allyship. Director of UFV's Peace and Reconciliation Center, Dr. Keith Carlson, talked about the work of PARC and what the program entails. What is the Peace and Reconciliation Center, and when did you become involved with this work?
Okay, well, the Peace and Reconciliation Center is a unique kind of center in Canada. It had its foundings in conversations that faculty members like Stephen Schroeder, community members like Fran Vanderpool and Archway in Abbotsford and others had to talk about how do we do peace building? How do we help people with trauma? How do we help people who are in crises? And from those early discussions, they worked towards creating a center that was then expanded. And this is all before my time arriving here. They expanded that to then also include mandates to connect with and help to build reconciliation, say, between communities and across communities, so Indigenous settler divides and that sort of thing. And I became involved in 2020. I was started as a faculty member here in 2019 when I returned to the Fraser Valley. And in 2020, they asked me to chair the committee. And then the following year, in January of 2021, they asked me to step in and become the director of the center.
Can you tell us about the Allyship and Reconciliation Building Program?
The Allyship and Reconciliation Building Program is our newest initiative under the Peace and Reconciliation Center. It's built in response to some requests from actually a variety of different places. One is from settlers, you know, non-Indigenous people who are saying, how do I become an ally? How do I become someone who can assist in a knowing way and an appropriate way Indigenous people as they fight for cultural resurgence and for political self-governance and some meaningful reconnection with and stewardship and management over their traditional lands and resources? And then on the other side, Indigenous leaders, members of the Stolo community were asking, you know, can the Peace and Reconciliation Center step in to take some of the weight off their shoulders in terms of time commitments and things that relate to educating non-Indigenous settlers, because they were getting a lot of requests and they feel this is a priority, but that they need to focus their energies on working with and building capacity within their own communities. So that was a way that we could say, yeah, we can partner with you in that way, and we can help work with you to design and implement a program that meets those needs with those broader goals.
And the program itself, it entails like what? Are there going to be workshops and things of that nature?
A mixture of monthly presentations and workshops. So knowledge building in terms of, you know, who are the Stolo people? What is their culture and history? What are their aspirations today? And how are they trying to kind of rebuild their own nation as they connect with, in a more respectful way, the larger Canadian nation? The other side is, what is the history of settler colonialism? And how has racism and white privilege and various things given a certain shape to that settler colonialism in this part of the world? And then hands-on workshops where you're learning from the land and learning from Indigenous people about how to connect with and appreciate the environment, the nature, the landscape and the waterscapes of the Fraser Valley.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about this program or ways that they can get involved at PARC?
Really, we want people to come to us, faculty and students and community organizations, community members, saying, I see an opportunity for peace building in this forum or in this situation or in this relationship. And I'd really like to work with like-minded people to form or join a community of practice around various thematic ideas that we can advance then and make genuine differences in people's lives. We have a team of faculty commitment leaders who oversee various communities of practice: Gitanjali Jill, Stephen Schroeder, Lola Hawk, Laura Bucher, and Amanda McCormick, and then myself as the director. And beyond that, we have emerging initiatives, some of them that are directed by students. There's some funding opportunities that we provide on our website for faculty and students to build new initiatives, bring speakers in, engage voices, have difficult conversations and facilitate those, and hopefully build new programmatic initiatives. So now that we're crawling out the other end of the COVID crisis, we're really hoping to go from, you know, a walk to a jog in terms of our pacing and accomplishments.
The program consists of 11 sessions beginning on February 28th at the Chilliwack campus, and will run monthly until December 19th. For more information and or how to register, visit uvv.ca/peace-and-reconciliation-center. community-reconciliation. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.